From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States will not cooperate militarily with Russia in Syria because the strategy is tragically flawed, but is prepared to carry out basic technical discussions on pilot safety. That's according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter on Wednesday. He was speaking during a trip to the Italian capital. He spoke to journalists during a news conference with his Italian counterpart, Roberta Pinotti.
Russia has the wrong strategy. They continue to hit targets that are not ISIL. We believe this is a fundamental mistake. Despite what the Russians say, we have not agreed to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue a mistaken strategy and hit these targets.
Secretary Carter's comments come as Russia said Wednesday it had used four warships in the Caspian Sea to launch rockets at Islamic State targets in Syria. The Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that the vessels fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets, which he said were destroyed without causing any civilian casualties. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Russian airstrikes Wednesday hit Hama and neighboring Idlib provinces. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Domotoru in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque filled with people at prayer. Another struck a housing development. No one has claimed responsibility so far for those attacks. VOA News. Europe reacted too slowly to the turmoil on its borders that produced a huge wave of refugees. That assessment comes from French President François Hollande in a joint speech to the European Parliament with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Hollande says, "I acknowledge that Europe was slow in understanding that tragedy in the Middle East or Africa could not but have consequences for Europe itself." The comments by both the German and French leaders come as the European Union has started a new operation in the southern Mediterranean Sea to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. The Iraqi military says it has entered the Anbar province capital of Ramadi from the west and has attempted to advance on the center of the city. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iraqi state TV is reporting government forces have entered the Anbar province capital of Ramadi from its western outskirts after clearing mines and other booby traps laid by Islamic State militants. VOA could not independently confirm the extent of the Iraqi advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi insisted during a speech Wednesday that Iraq does not want foreign ground troops to help in the battle against Islamic State and that air operations must be coordinated with the Iraqi military. He denied that security cooperation with Russia had begun. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The new head of the disgraced German automaker Volkswagen said Wednesday that he hopes that the company can begin recalling vehicles in January 2016 and perhaps finishing repairing all vehicles affected by its emissions cheating scandal by the end of the year. Matthias Müller spoke to a German newspaper in an interview published Wednesday. A Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City and comes after Israel lifted some of the tight security measures imposed after a series of Palestinian attacks. A suspected Palestinian militant later stabbed an Israeli soldier in the southern Israeli town of Kiryat Gat before being pursued by security forces and shot dead, according to police. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry to three scientists. This is the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanjar for mechanistic studies of DNA repair.
I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.